Hello and welcome to episode 366 of Aussie Tells All. Welcome back, Caesar, to the podcast this morning.
What's going on?
Not much, just hanging out here on a Sunday morning here in the Northwest. How about you?
Just hanging out in the Midwest.
There you go. All right, well, yesterday was the Elimination Chamber Perth edition, really early in the morning, which you watched live. I did not. I was asleep, but I watched it, after it was over. But without giving anything away, what were your thoughts on the whole pay-per-view itself?
It was awesome, amazing. Outcomes were somewhat predictable. Yeah. But overall, yeah, it was like a 10 out of 10.
Yeah, I mean, as far as the match itself, they were pretty top-notch matches. They were pretty great. Some of them started slow, but picked up pace, The one we're talking about next is probably not great, but that's fine. But this one here is the pre-show match, women's tag team championship. Candice LeRae, Indy Hartwell, who's from Australia, versus Asuka and Kairi Sane. That was a boring match. I can see why it was on the pre-show, which was won by the champs, Asuka. And Sane, your thoughts on the match itself there?
Yeah, I think it was just because Indy Hartwell was from Australia that they gave not only Indy Hartwell, but Candice LeRae a tag team title match.
Yeah.
And I guess they said they were going to lose, so.
I was shocked that they lost because usually when the hometown person usually wins the match, so I was kind of a little surprised they didn't win, but.
Yeah, true, but they were in Puerto Rico last year, and they gave Selena Vega a match, and she lost.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's true. Now, in the past few months, they haven't even had a pre-show match at all. Do you think they should stick with that format, not having a pre-show match after watching?
Yeah, they should stick without having a pre-show match.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that as well. All right, now the show really starts. The ladies and gentlemen, we have the women's chamber match. Winner gets the world champion at WrestleMania. Raquel Rodriguez, Liv Morgan, Bianca Belair, Tiffany Stratton, namely, and Becky Lynch are all in the match. Now, Becky Lynch and Naomi start things off. What did you think of the Matrix move by Becky in the early going there?
That was pretty amazing and awesome. She's just beginning in her main roster career since she moved from NXT. She has a bright future, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah.
She should be less annoying, but other than that, yeah, she has the moves and everything. In the looks, but just it's annoying with your voice. But I get,
yeah,
he's Millionaire Princess or whatever. But
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, and what do you think of the Naomi split leg drop off the chamber to Becky as well?
That was good too. Pretty cool. Glad Naomi's back. Has been back since the TNA days. I don't know what's next for her, we'll see.
Guess we'll find out. Yeah. Now Tiffany's in the action now. What do you think of her backflips? It's pretty for me. It was pretty awesome to see her backflips there.
Well, yeah, her what do they call her finisher? It's like she flips and then hits. It's like a moonsault.
Yeah.
Move. Yeah. That's her finisher, basically. They should really change her finisher, but we'll see about that.
Yeah, she's awesome.
It can be impactful, but like it's kind of still weak. But you know, nothing to like dislike her. But like it's just you know, she could have a better finisher. But
she's
really new. Maybe add like a submission move. She could do submissions. Definitely. She's that acrobatic. But yeah.
Yep, and Liv Morgan enters the fray. What do you think of Liv throwing Tiffany into the chamber four times in a row?
I think that was just because what I saw in the results of SmackDown.
Yeah.
Liv Morgan lost to Tiffany Stratton, and she took much anger out on Tiffany Stratton just putting her in pugs four times.
Yeah.
I love Liv Morgan.
Yeah.
She's supposed to be on a revenge tour to get Rhea back from, you know, injuring her, but maybe she didn't get in the Rhea versus Becky and make it a triple threat. I'm not sure. We'll see about that.
Yeah. And what do you think of the move Tiffany pulled on Naomi to eliminate her?
The move that to eliminate Tiffany?
No, Tiffany eliminated Naomi on.
Oh yeah, okay. That was pretty good.
I loved it.
Yeah, lovely too. It was bye bye Naomi and
bye bye Naomi. Really low. Yeah. Now Raquel Rodriguez enters and swings Tiffany twice into the chains. Your thoughts on her move there?
Well, she's pretty damn strong, so
yeah.
I'm surprised that she could do that. I wish she had done it more times, but it's twice as enough, I guess.
Yep. And Bianca finally enters the last. What do you think of the reverse DDT on Raquel off the steel floor?
Okay, if that was on the mat, that would have been weak, but yeah, it was on the floor, so it made it strong. That could be more of a concussion thing. But
definitely.
You know, that's fine. They sell pretty good, so
it's fine. It's fine.
Yeah.
It's only concussion.
Yeah.
Yeah. They sell pretty good. They sell their bumps pretty good. Yeah, definitely. Now an amazing swanton bomb from top of the chamber from Tiffany, taking out everyone. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, that was probably one of the highlights of the night. The commentary is going crazy about that one. And
Cole, this is his voice. Yeah.
This is his voice. Probably lost his voice now.
Yeah.
Being shot and all that. She has the moves. It just, she could change a little bit. But it's just the way she is. And being that she's from Fire Lake, Minnesota.
Yeah.
I'll represent.
Yeah. And she's fairly new to wrestling. And She's awesome so far. So
yeah, she is.
Yeah, I love her so far. Yeah. Now Liv Morgan takes out Tiffany, but how impressed were you with Tiffany as far as her first pay per view event? All right, here we go. All right. So what I was saying before the call dropped was, now Liv was takes out Tiffany, but how impressed were you with her with Tiffany being like her first. Major, you know, pay-per-view event.
Like I said before, she has a bright future. She's probably going to get a major push one of these days. Probably be Miss Money in the Bank or something this year. We'll see what they do with her. Maybe she gets a spot at WrestleMania somehow. We'll see. Yeah.
Yeah, and Belair eliminates Raquel with the KOD. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I like both women, but that was cringeworthy because I like Raquel more.
I like Raquel a lot more.
Latina, because they're Latina, you know.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
But yeah, wish Raquel was there longer than Bianca, but, you know, that's fine because Bianca has more experience. Yeah, let's see if Raquel gets a WrestleMania spot.
I'm sure she'll find a way in somehow.
Yeah.
2 days worth of matches anyway, so she'll find a way. Now, Bianca goes for a 450, but Lynch puts the knees up. How awesome was that to see there for you?
Yeah, that was pretty amazing. With the knees up, I thought it would end like right there, just a roll up pin or something.
Yeah.
So amazing.
Yep, and now we go to the end of the match here, where Liv rolls up Bianca. Then seconds later, Becky hits Liv with the manhandle slam. It's going to WrestleMania. Your thoughts on Becky winning the match here and how it ended?
Really pinning Bianca in a rope is just why, but you know, it's whatever. They just done the manhandle slam on her too, and but whatever. Hitting in the manhandle slam on Liv. I was like, no, and then this way. Congrats to Becky.
I was happy. I was pumped that she won. So I wanted to win the whole time. So yeah,
I wanted her to win the whole time too. But you know,
yeah,
enough mind Liv winning. And
I mean, honestly, as long as it wasn't Bianca, I was happy whoever won the match. So
true.
Yeah, because I don't like her at all. I'm sure. Fucking hair. That's just me. Now we go to the Undisputed WWE Tag Team Championship match. We have a new Catch Republic, apparently, is the name. Pete Dunne and Tyler Bate versus the Judgment Day, Finn Balor and Damian Priest. Thoughts on Dom getting booed by the crowd, and also Dirty Dom, Cheap Shot, and mocking Cole at the end? That was pretty funny as well, I thought.
the Australians knew how to boo him. It was like everybody else in the United States and any other country. It was pretty loud.
It was at times
too. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
They know how to bring the heat. And he knows how to bring. And he knows how to get the heat. So.
He's awesome. Yeah, I love Dom.
He's growing on me, yeah.
He needs to get a haircut, but that's something else. He needs
to stop trying to be like the old version of Eddie Guerrero. But,
yeah.
The thing on Michael Cole, yeah, it was pretty.
Yeah, I love that. Now, how impressive was the moonsault from Pete Dunne from the top rope there? That was pretty awesome.
Yeah, that was awesome. Wasn't getting that in the match or nothing, but it was pretty awesome. He has moves that they could utilize more.
Now Dom interfered again, but got the hook from the referee because he got caught finally. But double choke slam and coup de grace finishes off, and Judgment Day retains. Your thoughts on the match there at the end there?
This is all overall pretty good match.
Yeah.
Quite amazing. The double choke slam and the coup de grace to end the match.
They tore it up though. They tore it down.
It's like their double finisher thing.
Yeah.
Can't wait to see who Finn Balor and Damian Priest play are facing WrestleMania for those tag titles.
Oh yeah, definitely. Now Next, we have the men's elimination chamber match, winner to face Seth Rollins at WrestleMania. We have Kevin Owens, who was a little unhinged this whole time. Bobby Lashley needs to retire. Logan Paul, awesome. Randy Orton, Drew McIntyre, and LA Knight. Yeah. Now, it's Drew versus Knight to start things off. Now, what were your thoughts on LA Knight pounding Drew's head into the chamber 22 times? It's amazing. I counted all the times he pounded his head. It's amazing.
I didn't count, but you counted, so...
Yeah.
I would have said do more, but... Because, Drew, I like Drew, and then I don't like Drew, because...
Yeah, same.
It's sometimes, he likes to cry and complain, and all that, bloodline screwed him over, and all that stuff, and then, he got help on Monday to win the match against Cody Rhodes, from the bloodline, he took But yeah, him getting in the head 22 times, maybe he deserved that because of his complaining and whatnot. And yeah, good for LA Knight to do that.
And Kevin Owens entered the match, and then not much happened when he entered the match. Then Bobby comes in. So no action, and then Orton enters. It was kind of slow for a while there. But then, according to Michael Cole, Vintage Orton sends a KO into the chamber floor. Your thoughts on that little move there by Mr. Randy Orton?
That's just his old move that he does, and he does there on the floor, and makes him more impactful. Kevin Owens was down for a while after that, and
Now, right after that, though, LA Knight had the DDT on to Drew through the chamber floor. Thoughts on that as well? Is he trying to be like Orton again? Trying to be Orton?
Possibly, yeah.
Yeah.
Just to mock him.
Yep. Now, Logan Paul and KO fighting in the chamber. Then KO throws Paul into the chamber. Your thoughts on that little sequence there as well?
Yeah, Paul
I was laughing
deserved to get destroyed. Logan Paul is slowly growing on me, but I still don't really like him.
Oh, really?
He's slowly growing on me, but he has, quite the moves. He utilizes it, defend the United States Championship more than not, then he would definitely go on me more.
Yeah. I love him since day one, actually. So, as you know, I love him since day one he came on the scene, but a couple years ago. But Bobby Lashley spears Paul into the chamber, and then Drew delivers Claiborne to Lashley to bye-bye Bobby. Your thoughts on that one?
I thought that Bobby was going to eliminate Logan, but no. Drew McIntyre took the advantage of Logan being down to hit Bobby with the Claymore and eliminate him.
Yeah.
Bobby was taped up heavily with his arm because of, I think, SmackDown Karrion Kross,
He's
trying to break his arm or something like that.
Now, surprisingly, the Phenomenal One, AJ Styles, enters to the chamber. I was like, what? Oh, and then he throws chair shots or into the floor, but they say, oh, he hit the head, but no, it's just the floor. Didn't even hit him. But anyways, it's his finisher to LA Knight. And LA Knight is out. What's your thoughts on how that went down?
I guess who took over? Mr. Claymore guy. Drew McIntyre.
Drew McIntyre.
Michael Cole saying, where did AJ Styles come from? Probably, yeah. I could 100% tell you, almost 100% tell you, that he must have came from the crowd. And there was that, maybe a reaction, but they were trying to be quiet about it.
Well, they were saying that they probably came through that little back door when it opened, when Bobby left the ring there. Yeah. Now, RK...
We came through the door, yeah.
Yep. Now, RKO out of nowhere from Orton eliminates Kevin Owens. Your thoughts on that one as well?
Yeah, that was just to eliminate Logan Paul.
Well, that was Owens, Kevin Owens.
Yeah. Or, yeah, eliminate Kevin Owens. See Owens, see if he gets a spot at Mania. That was pretty. It was a good RKO, but it wasn't the best one.
Best, yeah, definitely. But then Logan Paul pulled out those the brass knuckles, showboating forever, and then RKO out of nowhere, and he's gone. That's how that went down.
No, that was a more of an amazing RKO because it was out of nowhere and it was on Logan Paul. That's what you get for showing off your brass knuckles again and being all crazy in the ring. We'll get to that part.
Yep. Now, Randy Orton hit Drew with the RKO, but Logan Paul hit Randy with the brass knuckles, and Drew is going to wrestle to face Seth Rollins at WrestleMania. Your thoughts on how that all went down?
Yeah, Drew taking over once again, no surprise. Drew. If he beats Seth Rollins,
he won't. I don't think.
I don't know. Maybe, but if he does, I would sure hope Damian Priest were to come in, cash in his money and bank in this.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And just ruin Drew McIntyre's
that'd be awesome.
In a moment, and win the championship himself. But we'll see what happens there. But yeah, congrats to Drew either way. I wanted Orton to win, unfortunately, and it came so close.
Me too. I was like, getting both
chambers right.
But
thanks to that damn Logan Paul, who guy you like, who guy I kind of want to like, but you know, might be Orton versus Logan Paul at Mania. We'll see.
Possibly. That'd be awesome.
On Friday Night SmackDown, and we'll see if Orton calls out.
he will. I'm pretty sure he will. Yeah. Now, did you buy the Orton back pain story
they were doing? No, the whole I did. Time? He was selling.
Oh, his back.
Pretty damn well.
Back. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, that's BS, I think. Sorry, Colin Graves. That's not Colin. Yeah, it's not great. Yeah. All right. We had a Grayson Waller effect dumbass show. Your thoughts? I didn't really pay attention to. I just saw what happened on TV, but I didn't really listen to it. But for the most part, except for the last part where I listened to like the Rock impression and all that stuff. So your thoughts on all that?
As far as the promo itself, I don't know why it was really needed, maybe to I don't know, talk about
Cody,
they're adding that they added The Rock
in
the Bloodline, and we're mocking Seth was wrong, mocking the whole We the Ones point up, and he did the flick off. Grayson Rawls, he has talent. He's just, you know, another annoying wrestler. So same with Austin Theory.
Austin Theory
was doing his worst impression of rock. That was like a failure.
That was really bad. Oh my god.
It was terribly bad. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let the Rock do it. But yeah, he deserved to, you know, get beat up and get curb stomped. I thought Cody Rhodes would do his move, but no.
He did not. He's like, all right, I'll let Seth have his moment here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, Grayson Waller, does he even wrestle, or does he just talk out of his ass all, most of the time?
He wrestles, but...
Does he?
Yeah, he does wrestle. Whether it's the tag team with Austin Theory, or I saw... Yeah, wrestle.
Is he any good? Is he decent?
Yeah, he has... Just, moves that will say that will wound the crowd.
Okay.
Being that he was in his hometown, I guess that's why they had that Grayson Waller affection.
Yeah, he barely talked at all. So it's like it was mostly Cody and Rollins talking.
But, yeah. He let Seth and Cody, you know, just have it with Austin Theory. Well, yeah. But yeah.
Exactly. All right. Well, now it brings us to our main event. The WWE Women's World Championship match between Nia Jax and Rhea Ripley, who is from Australia. I'm not sure if she's from Perth, but she's from Australia. And what do you think of Jax rubbing her ass a few times right into Rhea's face to begin the match there?
I don't know if she was trying to be like Rikishi doing that, but it's weird.
Yeah. I was like, what the hell? Yeah.
Yeah. I don't really like Nia Jax all that much. But...
No one does, I don't think. And what were your thoughts on Nia sending Rhea through the table with her elbow?
Didn't like that at all.
Yeah, me either.
It was... I believe she knew... Yeah, she knew that she wasn't going to win the match, but she just did that.
Yeah. Now, this is pretty awesome, I thought, for me. Now, Rhea Ripley superplexed Jax off second rope, then hits Riptide ball game. Thoughts on the ending there of the match? Yeah.
You know, it took a while for Rhea to, like, actually lift Nia Jax.
Oh, I know. She's just fucking heavy.
She's just trying to, you know, play the script.
All right,
I can't lift her. I can't lift her.
Well, she's heavy, though, so maybe...
Yeah, I know she is heavy, but, you know, Rhea is strong. It's like Raquel is, but I think both Rhea and Raquel are, like, the same equal strong.
Yeah.
Yeah, the acting of her. Oh, I can't lift her up. Oh, I can lift her up. And when she lifted her, I'm like, yeah, there you go, fucking go.
Yeah.
And you know, the crowd was really into it because, you know, the hometown hero there. Rhea wins, and now she gets to face Becky Lynch at Mania. Should be a great match there.
Yeah, I was going to ask you what your thoughts on the match WrestleMania coming up between Becky and Rhea.
Probably an amazing match. Probably
either going to be
night one or two. I would say night two.
Main event night two, I think. Definitely.
Because night one probably be Bayley versus Io Sky.
No, thanks. We'll have a male event, I think, to main event that one, I think.
I'm saying.
For the women's game. Gotcha. Yeah.
Well, they're going to say, oh, we're going to have four main events.
Four main events. All right. Okay. And finally, for in the podcast here, final thoughts and fallout coming out of the premium live event, as Cole would say.
It was overall damn good pay-per-view. The crowd took a while to get you know, get going in the matches as well. But the chants by the crowd were pretty good. I think they were calling Dom a wanker.
Really? Yeah, I couldn't figure out what some things they were saying. It's like, I didn't know.
And then after, I think it was Tiffany Stratton, they were chanting bullshit.
Yeah, I heard that one. I heard that one.
And there was other chants I couldn't really understand, but you know, it's whatever. And then the matches, and starting slow, especially with the men's chamber match.
I was really slow for like 15 minutes straight.
I would say the women's chamber match was better than the men's.
No, it was
Yeah,
definitely better than than the guys' match. Definitely.
Yeah, it was.
Now, is the next pay-per-view match, is that one going to be WrestleMania then?
NXT has a stand and deliver, like.
Oh, right. I mean, I meant like a real one, like like the main roster. Yeah.
Main roster, as for main roster, I believe it's going to be WrestleMania, so
Nothing March.
Pay-per-view, unless I have to see something real quick. But, after this, but, yeah.
Wow, interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, before we go, tell the fans out here just your experience from watching the Wolves yesterday. It was your dad yesterday watching the Wolves game yesterday.
Yeah, it was a pretty good experience in the Mexican seats. either way, it's not a bad viewing. You can still see the whole court and everything. We saw the whole logo backwards, the Timberwolves logo, the classic Timberwolves logo backwards. The Nets were, it was crappy, one of those scrappy teams. They played without Ben Simmons, who was out, and we played out without Rudy Gobert, who was out. Didn't really need him, but I mean, we could have, I would have liked him being played. It would have been more of a good outcome, but got the win, 101-86, second Nets. And thanks for playing Kraken. 5-2.
Okay. All right. Well, that was a painful thing to say, but I turned off when it was 4-1. I was like, oh, this game is over. So I'll see you Monday against the Bruins. Hopefully, better outcome. Bounce back. But as far as for me yesterday, I watched the Mariners game on Root Sports. I'll watch it again today against the Cleveland Guardians. But it was a good game, high scoring game. It was back and forth all the way to the end. M's lost 8-7 in ninth inning. It was a walk off win for the White Sox, unfortunately. But it doesn't really matter though. It's spring training. Other than that though, I watched watched the Zags destroy Santa Clara, 94-81. It was close. It was closer than the score was, but pulled the Stars out, you know. But and the funny thing out the game was that we were only up by 5 points at halftime. And then we just said, okay, well, let's play. And then we just cruised to victory. So it was awesome to see on senior night, which is only for Anton Watson, which is great. On that though, yeah, go Zags, man. And then tonight we have the Hornets at the Blazers. Great game, I think.
There's no Minnesota sports for me tonight, so
yeah,
I'll watch whatever NBA game is on nationally. There you go. I think there's like a few, all three of them, or three or four of them. I don't even know. I couldn't count. Are pretty good games to watch. So,
For NBA tonight, let's see.
Thank you.
Well, here we go. ABC at 10 a.m., 12 p.m. your time. We have Bucks Sixers.
Okay.
Should be pretty good. 12:30 my time. Lakers Suns. It's not too bad. Beyond that, though, let's see. National ESPN, we have 4 o'clock my time. Nuggets, Warriors. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That might be good, might not be good for the Warriors. And then to end the night, ESPN at 6:30 p.m. my time, we have Kings and Clippers. So,
okay. There's that. Well, that's there's that, so. For national.
Not too bad. Not too bad. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you said you play the Red Sox tomorrow or today?
Yeah, today, and then Yankees tomorrow. And it's going to be on TV, I think. But tomorrow.
There you go. Yeah. Now, did you do the radio yesterday with the Twins yesterday?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, and how was it?
It was good. You know, for the first time listening to the whoever took over for Dan Glenn.
Yeah.
And get more used to listening without Dan Glenn, but yeah.
Right, because he's an old fart, I think. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He did change for sure. Same with the Beamer. I think his name was Dick Beamer, I think.
Dick Bramer. Yeah.
Bramer, yeah. He was old too, so you got to get him out of
there. And I believe he wanted to retire.
Oh, did he? Yeah. Okay.
I felt the need to.
There you go. All right. Well, thanks for coming on the podcast. I think the next time we'll do a podcast will probably be either WrestleMania or the draft. So.
Yeah, we'll WrestleMania.
Which you'll be going to the draft in Detroit.
Are we going to the draft? We can do a preview even before I go. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Or when I'm there. I don't know.
Live in the draft. Amazing. Yeah. And are you all booked now? All good to go?
I'm waiting until I get my tax money in. So I can, you know, put my hotel in. But
okay, yeah. okay, there you go. All right, well, have a good day, and we'll talk to you later.
All right, talk to you later.
All right, see ya.
See ya.